Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear, I think these things are back, right? Even though Gen Z is trying to kill it.
Yeah, they're kind of back.
Office parties are back. In fact, we're having one today.
Yeah.
If I'm being truthful, they're having it underneath us right now.
Yes,
they're
they are.
One floor below us, and they're partying their butts off.
What time's the Slacker Show on? Yeah, we'll do it then.
They literally started the party. The Odyssey Denver Christmas party started at 3. Like, I can hear the mountain guy on a PA system right over here. Hey, everybody, welcome to the party. This is a rager.
Glad everyone's here. And I mean everyone.
Everyone who matters is down here. What? Our party, no SIG others are invited.
Yeah, I'm still a little miffed at that.
You don't want AHAC coming here, bro. You don't want her doing this.
I do. That's part of it. Like, she will make me look good.
You remember me bringing my ex?
I do, because there was one moment where I was so nervous to meet her and I was so intimidated because she's stunning. And she was like, do you have kids? And I said, yes.
You did not say yes.
And then I was like, no, I don't.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What do you mean by kids?
And I think about that moment all the time.
Oh my God, I gotta get home to the center.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't know that either.
What? That's weird. So here's what we want from you guys. We want you to tell us about your Christmas party or your holiday party shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's just, I made an idiot out of myself in front of my coworker's wife saying I have imaginary children. That's not going to be enough. I'm talking about the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's a trope of like a girl getting up on a copy machine and copying her butt. That's
sure.
That's only a trope because they used to do it.
Right.
Wow.
We used to do a Christmas party as a show. We could bring it back. For all the companies who don't have Christmas parties, we would be like, write in and tell us why you want to come to our party, and we would do it. And then we would hire like Office Depot or whatever. They'd bring in copiers.
What?
And we would outfit them with extra heavy duty plexiglass so people could get up on them and copy their butt.
Oh my God.
Or their PPs.
Okay.
And then we would have a janitor's closet set up so you could like, it was just in the middle of the room. You could go in there and like, you go make out.
You grab
one of your coworkers and you drag them into the, and you make out with them. That's the kind of stories we want where you did something nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, not in this building, but way back in the day when I wasn't married, I had lots of relations on the conference room table.
You said not that table, right?
No, it was at a different, when we were at a different building.
But I didn't know if they like took the table with.
I think it's a new table in there okay. now, so you're good. But you'll notice I've never eaten off that table, ever. Would not ever eat off that table.
And this would be during meetings?
No, during the office holiday party.
The party.
Because like, we were on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center, so we were overlooking the whole city, and it just became,
But everyone else was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Do the doors lock?
Mm-hmm. But also, you did that sort of thing typically towards the end of the party, where it's kind of whittled down to like 17 people, and there's 16 offices, and you're like, well, where are we going to go? And it's like, conference room.
Mm.
So then you...
Interesting.
I'm not eating on that table either.
That one, I've done nothing in there.
I don't trust it.
I don't know. Do you know what? I happen to have a black light on me.
I do too.
I don't know why I bring it with me everywhere I go now. In case you're buying concert tickets or something, you need to make sure they're real.
Oh no, I use it for my glass, but anyways.
For your what?
I've talked about this
before. Oh, your weird uranium glass or whatever? Okay. So here's what we want. We want to hear the most... Just the sideways things you did. Like if you've done rails of drugs off your boss's desk, that's worthy of calling
in. Mm-hmm.
If you've slept with a coworker, you've had a threesome at the, it doesn't, they don't have to be
police relations. Were called something. Like,
yeah, right. If something weird, shenanigans happened at your holiday office party, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. That is the number you call. That is the number you text. That is the number you don't send pictures to because that doesn't work. 303-222-5423.
I think there's a reason why Gen Z is moving away from the holiday parties. It's the forced fun. Like there was a boss apparently who had everyone submit embarrassing stories from their childhood ahead of time and no one really knew why. And he had them all printed up at the holiday party, and they read them out loud, and they had to guess whose embarrassing story it was.
Oh, I like that.
No one else did. Yeah, no one else did.
We had to do that for a thing, and you hated it.
We did?
Yeah. Because yours was like, I played at every football game in high school, and you were in the band, and it was like a trick, and everyone thought it was boring.
Yeah, you got no action at that party.
I'm not going to get any action at this party because we're stuck up here trying to talk to people.
Yeah, going on downstairs.
The other things I want to hear, though, are like massive injuries. Because here's the thing. Mm. What I've seen happen more often than not is you have that one coworker who has always kind of been in their shell.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're
saying. And then all of a sudden, somebody's the tequila fairy at every party and they're walking around and they're just kind of refilling everybody's shot glass. And that person just... Either bars. Do you remember a few years ago at our party?
Yep.
That was not a holiday party. I don't even think it was a holiday.
No, that person came out of her shell.
It was not a holiday. Does not apply.
She would have came out of more.
And I was freshly divorced, and I'm like, I got a shot at this. And then I lost track of her for 4 seconds. I realized, everyone has a shot at it. To the point, do you guys know how this office holiday shenanigan ends?
I don't remember.
Our boss, our big boss, paid for her Uber, took her downstairs to the Uber, put her in the Uber, and then came back upstairs. And he was like, everyone, don't worry about it. It's handled. 17 seconds later, bing, elevator opens up. Whoa!
With the Uber driver. More the merrier.
And they are happily married to this day. Okay, if you've had...
Yeah, if the boss has to send you away, I want to hear about those stories.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we want, is how far did it go? What was your worst holiday party shenanigans? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing office party shenanigans. Just a little quick behind the scenes for what happens in here. TAC has to run out of the room and get the calls and come running back into the room.
Yeah.
And like people call and then they hang up and then they call and they hang up and they call. And like, so it's a lot like watching. And I just want you to know, I appreciate how much legwork there is.
Yeah.
You need an Apple Watch.
Thank you.
I want you to have an Apple Watch and I want to see how many steps you do.
I feel like I'm playing Frogger. So I'm just back and forth.
It's so weird. Rob? Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Office party shenanigans. What happened to you? And now we lost Rob?
Oh, no.
Okay, let's just go.
Go run after him.
TX going to go try to get Rob. Okay, Antonio. Bye, TX.
That wasn't a demand.
Yay. office party shenanigans. He just went downstairs to the office party.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He's answering the phone. All right, Antonio, what's your shenanigan?
So this is back when I was working as a lifeguard at Illich's, and we had an office party for the aquatics department.
Ooh.
And it was held at our boss's house.
Oh, that feels illegal on a number of levels.
A lumber of levels. And somebody on the team posted the party on Craigslist.
No.
No, they didn't.
So this turned into a Project X party. Everyone was shwasted. I was shwasted. The cops were called. I had to hop a fence. And I look back, and this fence falls over because of the number of people that are just trying to hop the fence and get out of there.
Yep.
I had to hide under a bush for hours waiting for a cop to leave. It was insane.
I just remembered my friends who owned a wine bar, similar story, but like somebody, like the cops did eventually show up and everybody did the scramble drill, but their newest busboy came to the party and they owned a wine bar, so they were just handing wine to everybody. Mm. And he went into the bathroom just drinking out of a wine bottle and kind of sort of passed out and dropped the wine bottle, shattered the wine bottle, and shattered the toilet. So, and then eventually, while the toilet is running, cops came, scatter drill.
Yeah.
And then you've got water running all over. Antonio, that sounds like a lovely party. There's got to be litigation because that's just a creep trying to get scantily clad people to his house.
The aquatic
love
department.
You, Illich's, though. Damn. You guys are great. Volunteer firefighter Chuck.
Yay.
That's a very long name you have there, sir. Office party shenanigans. What happened?
So we had an office party while I was incarcerated. I was a clerk, and I wasn't in recovery yet, so I was still using drugs. And so we're in an office party, and it's about 10 people, lieutenants, sergeants, other clerks, and I did a little bit of heroin right there. And,
in front of them?
In front of them, yeah.
This has been so topsy-turvy.
Because the file cabinet was like about neck high. And I was sitting at my desk, and but so they couldn't see past that little file cubby in front of me. So, but you know, while we're conversating, just doing a little bit at a time. First I put the spoon out, and then I put a little bit of dope in there, and then put a little bit of water.
I was looking for shenanigans, but this is another. What's a bigger word than shenanigans?
Chaos.
Office party chaos. Yes. You said incarcerated. Were you like you were pretend? Like so you were a cop? Or what were you?
No, I was in prison, and I was a clerk, though. You know, I was a clerk in prison. And
okay. And you had access to heroin while you were in prison.
Well, prison is a microcosm of the outside world. So anything you get out here, you can get in there, because everybody has a price, including the staff. Officers, sergeants, lieutenants.
Oh, buddy.
We have the chaos has to end here before we need to be deposed.
When's the party this year?
Thank you, volunteer firefighter Chuck. Beth?
Hi. Yai.
Yai. I don't know if you can get as chaotic as that was, but what's your office party shenanigans?
It was a really boring office party. So a coworker and I snuck off to our boss's room to have relations. And we had plenty to drink, and we ended up passing out in there. When we woke up a few hours later, everybody had left. And when we tried leaving the building, it set off the alarm. The police came. And the thing is he had always told all of us he was single, but his wife was one of the police officers that showed up.
Stop!
What?
Oh my gosh.
You found a way to top the chaos.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's my favorite time of the show. I want to give everybody a chance. This is when you get your phones out, right? If you're in your car,
yeah, yep.
Start recording yourself because we want to see the videos of you singing along the news or nope theme.
News. News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Perfect. Send your videos in. Can't text them to us because
we don't have
1940s technology. Yeah. You can DM them to us on socials or send. The Slacker Show works now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. We got our first email yesterday.
The Slacker Show at alice1059.com or definitely The Slacker Show at odyssey.com.
Yes.
We did get some hate text recently.
We did.
That they don't like the good evening thing.
No, they said it was like a Debbie Downer.
Great. So who's starting?
Good evening.
Perfect.
As we are wrapping up the year, we're seeing a lot of, you know, most streamed songs of the year. Coming in at number three, our guy with his beautiful mustache, Benson Boone, has the number three.
Let me say this. I saw that this morning, but whose list is that?
That's according to YouTube.
Do you know what Apple Music is?
Mm-mm.
You've never heard of it? So Apple has this whole...
I hate you so much.
I saw this too.
Benson is number two on Apple.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I was so surprised. Like, you know, in such a good way. Like, I know he's huge and stuff, but to be number two, that's such a big...
He's playing for us tomorrow night.
No, does he know? Has he canceled?
He has no idea. It's like, why am I slumming it with those J-holes? Are you kidding? Benson, you have time to cancel.
Don't encourage
him. No,
but
I mean,
it's sold out.
Our concert is going to be epic. The Fray, Dasha, and Benson Boone.
Yep.
The number three, number two. Hell, he's the number one artist in
he's
the country.
In our hearts.
In
he
our
is.
Hearts, mm-hmm. Benson, he's the best one.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sad news today, as Eminem's mother, Debbie Nelson, passed away at the age of 69 due to lung cancer.
Oh my God, you're being serious.
Yeah, she was a topic in a lot of his songs, especially his earlier work. He had a lot of anger against his mom.
He hated Kim too, right?
Kim was his wife, and the mother of Haley, his daughter.
But it was a smoke show.
Yes.
Stop that.
She's old enough to say that.
I know, she's married and pregnant, but like, I don't know, it just...
As a person who's been around married and pregnant women, they want to be called smoke shows too.
No, I know that. And I don't know why I feel protective of her, but
you
I do.
Haley?
Yeah.
Well, Haley, I think you're a smoke show and Aaron doesn't want you to know that.
That's not what I said.
That's kind of what you said. Well, rest in peace.
He had a lot of anger towards his mother, his father too, who split when he was young. He had a lot of songs. Clean Out My Closet was like the big one where he kind of went. But then later kind of reconciled a little bit. I think as Eminem got a little older, kind of came around. But it's kind of weird when you just see that all these headlines, like everyone on social media was posting about how Eminem's mom passed away, but Eminem hasn't said anything yet.
He hasn't?
Really?
No, he hasn't come out and said. I just checked.
Wow.
Up to this moment, and I don't see anything. His half-brother has made a statement, but it's just weird. I don't even know that we should be talking about it. It feels kind of like a personal thing.
No, I think it's cool.
But
I mean, he has come a long way. He's less angry now, right? He can still rap angrily.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's in a good place, and he's going to be a grandpa, and he's just like, and he's cool with the fact that his daughter's a smoke show. So that's nice.
Good evening. I will be quitting my job soon.
What? Why are you quitting?
Well, because first off, I'm going to win the Mega Millions.
Oh, is it sick
and then,
again? Hold on.
And then I'm going to buy this blank pure white art canvas expected to sell over $1.5 million because I'm just going to have a plethora of money.
Hold on, how much is it selling for?
$1.5 million.
For it's blank?
It's blank.
Or do they actually paint it white?
It's a stark white canvas with a slightly darker white frame painted using enamel and enamelic paint.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So it's painted.
If it were plain, I wouldn't know over $850, but...
It's $1.5 million?
Yeah, but I'm just going to have a plethora of money, so I'm just going to have to find things to spend
on. I just want you to know, because the Mega Millions is up to $579 million.
Yeah, see?
Okay,
I could buy like 14 of these blank.
You could buy 386 of them.
There we go. Wow, that's more than 14.
I think you could buy 386 of them.
You could buy a accounting class.
For $1.5 million. Now, Aaron's still going to be here tomorrow and probably Friday,
mm-hmm.
because the next drawing is Friday.
Yes.
So you can't, like, Aaron can't win the Mega Millions $579 million jackpot tonight,
right?
Because there's no drawing tonight.
Yeah, the next one is on Friday.
Drawings
so
are Tuesdays
you have
and Fridays.
To deal with me for a couple of days.
Yes, but we're hoping she wins so she won't be around anymore.
I will accept that manifesting.
Tickets are $2 a piece. I do quick picks, but I know people who do like birthdays and
lucky numbers or something.
Yeah, do the whole thing. I used to check. This was such a weird thing that I used to do. I used to get on because I had a list of numbers that I stopped buying. And just to torture myself, I would get on to see if my numbers would have won. What would have happened?
Nothing. You would have just been angry and like mad
at
yourself. I know,
not angry, just so sad.
Yeah.
Like the saddest little bird in the history of birds. Don't check, just buy.
Yeah.
Just go $2, win Powerball, win Mega Millions, win them all. Tiak, do you have any more stories?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Billboard has named Beyonce their greatest pop star of the 21st century. I say, a little early, isn't it? We still have plenty more years.
I didn't even think about that.
They did not do that.
They did, yeah. They said she's had 25 years of influence, impact, and evolution. She has a record 32 Grammys and 9 number one songs. But let's see what the next 80-something years have.
Yeah.
70-something.
I don't know what she's got planned.
Yeah.
Do you... I shouldn't say it.
Benson's coming up.
I don't really like her.
Really?
I don't think she's that talented. I think I missed it. I was never into... What was the band she was in?
Destiny's Child?
That one.
Are you kidding me? Oh, man, yeah. I'm done with you.
I gotta go buy my Mega Millions tickets.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is kind of a two-part thing that I want to attack here real quick. Okay. Okay, there's three things that I want to do. Number one, our text line has changed. The Berg Simpson text line is no longer what you think it is. Mm-hmm. That short code that it's been for years is now 303-222-5423. Lock it in your phone as the number to call when you want to win something, as the number to call when you want to tell a story, and the number you're going to text right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the good news. It's just one number now. Just the same. That's if you want to get a hold of us, that's it. 303-222-5423.
Congratulations. You've just... helped me with step one. Step two. Okay. This is a stupid social media thing, but I'm wearing green pants today.
You're wearing green pants.
And I am not, because Aaron has skewed the voting.
I am
and
not.
So
I
was not,
not
going to talk about this on the air.
I will
was just,
remove my vote if that makes you feel better, but it doesn't matter because I am still winning.
You took the picture from far away and you can't tell.
You what?
It doesn't. Okay. I'm wearing green pants today. I will acknowledge that they're not forest green. They're not emerald green. But you know what they are, Tiak? They're flipping sage, and sage is green.
That's not sage.
This is sage.
That's not sage.
Have you ever been around sagebrush, Aaron?
Yes.
This is sagebrush. When I look down, the darker it gets in this room, when I look down, that's green.
When I close my eyes, it looks so
green.
Oh
my God. So is it on Insta or Facebook or both?
So far, just Insta.
Okay.
Insta story.
It's our story,
yeah.
So you have to be following us to get our story? Is that how that works?
Or can
anybody
you can
just
watch it.
Okay.
You should follow us though. While you're there.
Yeah.
303-22. No, wait, that's okay.
The Slacker Show. Go to Instagram right now and vote whether my pants are green or not. Now, I understand that to the untrained eye. Oh my God, now I still have it. Okay. The other thing that's going to be a part of this, I didn't want to lose it because I'm so passionate
about
this.
Other
thing. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. To the untrained eye, if you just saw them, you'd go like, oh, Slacker's wearing his usual gray pants and black shirt.
You held up your laptop next to you.
My laptop!
Is gray.
And it's silver.
Oh, it's silver? Mm-hmm. Your pants are gray.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not. Tiak?
They have a tinge. I don't know.
What color's the tinge, Tiak?
Green.
Don't hesitate.
Yes, the tinge, is green, but it is
then the pants are green.
They are gray.
They are green. Oh my God.
You spell gray with an E or an A?
That is a weird question. That drives me nuts. I don't know which one's right.
They're both accepted, but A is more commonly in
here.
Here, and then E is Europe.
Oh.
Hmm. Do you know I went to school with a girl named Heather Gray?
You did?
Yeah.
That's the name of one of the Salt Lake City housewives.
That's the name of the colors of my t-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. Did we solve it? Where are your pants?
No. Okay. Come on. Can we put it up on Facebook as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So there's a poll. Just vote whether my pants are green or not. Now, if you feel like there's gray in there, that's fine. But Erin said they're flat out gray. She has since backtracked, flip-flopped, and allowed some green tint in there. But when this first started, you said it was...
Hey, do you want to talk about backtracking? I need you to act like your hairline and take a couple steps back here, bud.
Whoa.
They are gray.
Whoa! They're green.
They have a tint.
And I will give you greenish gray, but they're green before they're anything else.
No. Grayish green, okay. If anything.
So hit our social medias to vote on that. This is something, and I don't know what happened, but
now we're joining together. The fight's over.
Now that fight is over, yeah. And now Tiak doesn't know about this new thing that's happening.
I don't have to hide on the staircase anymore.
Mommy and Daddy are no longer fighting.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay, this is why I asked you to program the text number in. This is crucial. And you could solve it all right here, but I need people to text in. For some reason, if you know me outside of the show, and these guys obviously do, there is a radio station other than Alice 105.9 that plays in my head. And no, it's not a competitor. It's just God putting songs in my head. Just every once in a while, I'm just like, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, I'm like, bam, 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 and I'm like, why?
Let's go, girls.
why is that in my head? And I'll be walking down the hall and no other radio station that we own in the building is playing
it. Would play that, yeah.
And I'm like, it's just in my head, okay?
Okay.
And I occasionally start singing and I oftentimes get Erin to begin singing the same song.
Yes. Okay,
but we know what the song is.
Yeah.
Okay, today it's happening again, and neither Erin or I know what the song
is. We cannot figure it out.
We've tried singing it into Shazam.
I've tried Googling it.
Singing it into Shazam. I think you can do that.
Some, like, or sing to Siri. Like Google what? Text to 303-222-5423.
Well, Shazam is owned by
Apple. Now?
Apple, I think now.
Okay.
Because it's the same thing.
If you know where we can just make this happen and find out what it is, or if you know what this is, do you think this song, Erin, has words? Or do you think it's instrumental?
I think it has words.
I don't think it does.
Because to me, it sounds like the opening to a Big and Rich song.
No, it's not
but
that.
But I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna do the song. But it goes like this.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Yeah.
We're going crazy. If you text in and tell us what the song is.
I literally tried Googling it.
We've done everything, Tiak.
What song goes like, da-da-da.
Tiak is the one who does the work on the show.
Yes.
Like he's busy working and Erin and I are like, I don't know what it is. You know what it is? I don't know what. And we're like in here trying to figure out what it is. Okay, here it is. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun. I'm gonna disable your access to the text line so you don't know what the right answer is.
No.
If you don't say what color the pants are. But text in if you know what this song is. Dun 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 dun. Tiak! Dun 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 dun
dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Why is the song?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. We got some drama brewing. What's happening?
Eliza is suspicious of her man.
Who?
Oh, God. So, by all means,
she lives in Denver.
Eliza?
Yay.
Tell us what's happening. Maybe we can make it worse.
Awesome. So my boyfriend, who I've been dating now for about a year or so, I just think something is going on. He's been like holding out, keeping secrets, moving, just, you know, moving differently. You know, I mean, we've been together for quite some time. So when things switch up, I'm noticing things and I'm like, okay. But I there's something that has to be going on. And I believe it's with someone that I'm very close with.
Ooh. Whoa, that's a huge jump from just like,
yeah,
he's
sneaking around with someone, you know.
Yeah. What, like, I don't mean to do this, but like, I've been told I have manifested cheating in my own life before. Whereas like you start to get suspicious and you kind of call it down. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Where you're like, I know you're doing something. And then they're like, okay. I'm not, but now I will now.
Yes.
Yeah,
or like even that. If it doesn't, that thought process doesn't happen, you just kind of called it down because you think they're being different. So then guess what? You're being different.
I see. And then nobody's really doing anything wrong, but it's...
And then it's just this massive miscommunication and then everybody's doing something wrong. And like, can you describe, like, is he hiding his phone? Is he wearing, like, we just had not that long ago, some of the things, the signs of cheating, like they change their cologne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They like if they didn't work out and they start working out, if they used to work out and they stop work, like, are these the kind of things that he's doing?
So listen, it's all of the things, right? So now your phone is, it's turned down now. Like, I mean, I'm just, it's a small thing, but I noticed it now. It's been turned down for the last couple of while. And I'm like, okay, nothing different. So every single Friday, we usually would get ready to meet or go and do something, it's always something. And we never, it's every single Friday now. And I brought it to his attention and he was like, no, it's just, you know, some things are coming up. No, impossible.
So why do you, that could be cheating, that could be nothing. He could just be working hard or whatever, but like, why do you suspect a friend?
So it's my best friend. And I say that because it's like, so it's so weird that the other week, like they showed up together, but not together. And it looked weird when I opened the door and I was like, hey, and they were like, hey, and it was like, you know, that little look around. And so it's like, okay, well, come on in. But it's just, she's just being really weird as well. It's just, everything is just so weird. I feel like it's something. It has to be something.
I'm unhinged enough where I'm like, let's get some Apple AirTags, drop one in her friend's purse.
Do not do that. Do you know about Apple AirTags?
I have a few, but I don't know. You guys haven't gotten anything and here I am.
No, I'm just going to say, like, we're going to get to your problem, but I have to dispel this rumor. if you were to put an Apple AirTag on T-Hack,
yeah,
within a few hours, he would get a notification on his phone saying, oh, hey, there's an Apple AirTag kind of riding with you. Is this yours?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
So, because
no one's ever tagged me.
Well, it's because Apple realized when they made this magical device that like dudes were using it to stalk people and like putting it on the trailer hitch.
Dudes, Aaron just said she did.
I know. Well, Aaron,
I said I would. I haven't.
She's very much male adjacent when it comes to her stalking skills. So then they made it so it's like, hey, just so you know, you're being like, if you have an AirTag like in your backpack to make sure it's not, then no harm, no foul. But like, but if you don't, there is one following you your every move right now. Wow. And then you're like, whoa. So I'm
okay,
just saying,
fine. We'll go back to the old ways and just get in a car and follow them.
Right. Okay. Let me just get the phone number in here and then we'll keep asking more questions. 303-222-5423 or text into the exact same number. 303-222-5423. All right. So any of the little geniuses, the detectives in this room, have any other, what could be going on?
They've only been together for a year, so I doubt that the best friend and the boyfriend are getting together to plan a proposal.
Why not?
I don't know. A year just seems...
We've talked about this recently. I think...
Yeah, that it seems like that era present or something, like some sort of...
birthday gift.
A present or a party. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
Is your birthday on the horizon?
No, I don't know.
Huh.
Okay. I would hate to see you're such good friends with her. And that to me seems like they were maybe talking about something. Maybe they were talking about the present they're buying or maybe a ring or something. And then you open the door and they go, oh, hey, we weren't talking about you. And it looks real awkward. And it's, I don't know. I want it to not be cheating.
I'm going to say this because if, I don't want to say all men are really stupid, but they kind of are. But like, it's so obvious that it can't be that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were cheating, you'd do a better job.
Of hiding it, of covering your tracks.
Yes, and you wouldn't have her standing 5 feet behind you when you're walking up to your girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
You would.
They'd never be together. That would
right. You just got, you got to try to play it more cool than that. Like, I don't. Okay. I don't hate the proposal thing.
I do.
Well, I mean, that's a whole
sorry,
other...
that's personal.
I don't.
And just to make sure, is your friend in a relationship? Like, would she be stepping out as well?
I'd say she would because she's not. It's not serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess. The thing, before we get advice for you, do you think your man is the type of man who would cheat? And adjacently, do you think she's the type of friend who would screw you over? Because if the answer is no to those, then it has to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, do you think he would cheat on you?
Ooh, we've only been together for a year. It's just a surface level thing. Oh my goodness. Would he?
I don't think he would. Like, if you can't answer right away, yes.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for,
no,
like, you know who's a cheater. In this room, who is it?
Okay, but again, personal experience, we all had the same thought, and we were proven wrong. So you never know.
I don't know. I want to know, though.
Oh,
no. What if it is a proposal?
It's probably
like.
Yeah, I'm glad you're aware.
Right, is that her? They were trying to get together and get her. She lost her. I lost my father, and she wants to get. He wants to get this necklace for. So he wanted to get engraved with my dad's name. He wanted that. He needed that information from maybe her Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I don't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that.
See, you okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're going to take advice for you right now, but what are the odds of us just cutting this off right now and calling him and asking him point blank or calling her and asking her point blank what is going on? Like,
yeah.
If we put you on hold, will you give T-Hack both of their numbers? And we'll try to get a hold of them and just go, let's
figure it out.
Because if there's a dad's necklace thing that like, or a possible proposal, 1 year seems young, but like whatever, or a surprise party or just whatever it is, then this can all just be a happy little accident. This can be a little Bob Ross moment where we go, oops, oh my God, it's not what it looks like.
And we're going to turn it into a happy little tree.
Yes, it's going to be a happy little
tree. And Eliza can sleep again at night.
Correct.
Yes. Can we do that?
I love that.
Okay, hang on. Okay. We're gonna get information from you, so don't move. I don't think it's anything.
I'm nervous.
Why? Because I don't think it's anything. Just because they're so bad at it.
I agree. It seems pretty out in the open, and nothing was really.
This is a best friend and a boyfriend. That scenario only happens on TV shows.
Yeah. Real TV shows like Vanderpump Rules.
Kardashians are not a real TV show.
Happened.
No, it doesn't. I don't. We're gonna okay. So
Tom and Ariana, real life. Anyways,
that okay. That's okay. That is okay, so that did kind of happen.
Okay, so should we not call then?
No, whoever answers. If they both answer, we're gonna have a three-way happening.
Okay,
but Eliza thinks
that'll
her man is cheating.
It.
She just says he's being weird.
Yeah,
and then. And she thinks it's with her friend. So we're going to confront either him or her or neither and take your advice next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are tackling Eliza's problem. Mm-hmm. Basically, she has discovered that... Not discovered, she's felt...
She's skeptical.
Yes, she's felt like a change in her man thing. He's just acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
He turns his phone over now.
Yeah.
They don't have their routine Friday nights.
And now she's starting to feel like her friend, one of her BFFs, is also acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
They even kind of showed up conveniently sort of at the same time, which can also happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to take advice for her, but you were not able to get a hold of the man.
No. Mm-mm.
But you were able to get a hold of her friend.
Yeah, Nicole.
Oh boy.
She answered. So
now I don't know if Nicole knows what's going on here. Eliza, I know you're still there. Nicole?
Yay.
Do you have any idea why we're calling you?
Let me just explain.
Your friend Eliza feels like something's going on with her man thing. And so she's kind of building a story up,
mm-hmm.
as you just heard us talk. Like in your brain, once you have a suspicion,
the Delulu just sets off.
Because then every little thing, is that a new cologne? What? Who told you to buy that? Mm-hmm. Is that a new shirt? Like you would never buy a shirt like that. And it's like, or I got an ad from Express and I just bought. Like what?
Yeah, I found it on the street.
Right. Like, Eliza's building up kind of a narrative in her head, and then we in like. 3 minutes came up with a bunch of other possible scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even Eliza jumped in and said, you might be helping to get some details on a necklace to be engraved as part of her father thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's.
Or helping him pick out a ring, maybe something like that. Hope like
plan a party.
Yeah. There's reasons that you would be hanging out with her or at least be with her boyfriend that aren't nefarious.
So where are we at? What's happening? Are you helping plan a part? Like, which one of those things mm-hmm. is true?
I'm not helping plan a party or anything like that.
Do you not want to say because, like, you don't want to spoil the party? I mean, what? Like,
yeah, Eliza, is it okay if we spoil something? Like, it sounds like she just wants to know.
Yes, is it okay? It's okay.
She just wants answers. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I understand. We have been going behind your back, and
best friends don't do that.
I've been getting closer with him, and you know, Eliza, we know we've been kind of getting less close, and it just kind of happened, and you know, I've developed feelings for him and he for me, and we've been trying to figure out like what to do to tell you, and we haven't been able to. I've just been obviously guilty and feel horrible.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm speechless.
So not a party then, or
no,
a ring,
no,
or anything.
Not a party or a ring.
So that, like, that suspicion that Eliza had when you guys showed up together at that party, that you guys
had been together.
That was an accident. We meant to time it differently, and it didn't work out.
I don't really want to do this on the radio anymore.
I hate this.
This is not the kind of thing we normally do here. Mm-hmm. Like, are you okay? I don't want to just let you go.
My mouth is wide open, first of all. I can't even believe you and, you know, Nicole. Okay. This hurts, but you know, hey, I mean, I knew. And so you are who you are. You should feel guilty and you should feel the way you feel. So I don't feel guilty for you. And the way you guys meet and the way you hook up, just remember that. It's not going to work out for you either. Have fun.
That's fair. I understand how I understand that you feel that way. I didn't, you know, I thought you would.
Nicole,
how do you go against your friend's back like that? That's something I can't even fathom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The connection I feel with him is just, greater than our friendship.
Okay.
I don't
want to rub any more salt in this, Eliza. So let's definitely, I'm going to put you on hold, Eliza, real quick. Nicole, seriously, how dare you? Like, for real. That's ridiculous. Like, you're saying you felt a connection with him, even knowing, like, you could have let them break up, like, but no, you decided, like, that's legit.
I mean, I don't need to be yelled at by a guy on the radio, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Okay.
Well, I just...
Yeah. Right. I mean, I did what I did, and I feel horrible about it, but I'm also the happiest.
Not horrible enough to stop and, like, confront her about it or call things off. Yeah.
Now you're getting yelled at by a girl on the radio. How's that feel? and thanks, Nicole.
There's no party.
Have a lovely life.
Or any...
There's no party. Oh, that's what you're focused
TAC
on?
Tends to focus on the wrong thing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Every year, this debate comes up about real or fake.
Okay. All right.
Now I want... the women listening to know that I'm a very avid real person when it comes to that. But when it comes...
We did a test and I scored the highest. I just want to point that out.
Oh, that's right. We did do a boob test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got stuck on the first picture.
I don't remember what I scored, but I wasn't...
I think I was 18 out of 20. You were like 15 out of 20.
There were 20?
I think I was lower than that. It was remarkable. Huh. But it's just because... Yeah, I like little. So like when they're big, I'm like, might as well be fake. Yeah. It's just too much.
I'm more of a hands-on kind of guy.
Okay, but here's what I want to talk about. It's the real tree versus fake tree.
Mm.
Okay. I dated a person who it was a fairly big point of contention between the two of us. She couldn't understand how a Renaissance man like myself could ever be a fake tree kind of guy. And I'm like,
why not?
Technology, baby.
It's so nice.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wait, you're a fake tree guy?
Yes.
Okay, this is exactly why I wanted to talk about this today.
What?
You thought he was a real tree guy?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, what have I given that impression? That I've been outside?
Buddy, I want you to be.
Out of all of us, I see him being the real tree guy.
I was staring at my perfectly frocked, perfectly lit tree that doesn't smell like anything, that's just sitting there in its perfect little stand with the big, now I've got the big tin instead of the thing that everybody did in the last couple of years. It's like a big round thing underneath instead of a blanket or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it's,
we have like a basket under ours.
Yeah. This is a huge thing or whatever. And I was thinking about you and I'm like,
oh,
I know. And I think he's going to push back on me, but buddy, you got to hear me out. you are such a good dad that I think you should be a Realtree family. You guys have done everything so right with your kids. Like, you guys go down, like, you didn't, Leo doesn't have an iPad, right? Does he?
No, he doesn't. In fact, we try to use it on flights. Like, that's the one time where we try to download some shows, and our iPad is so old and outdated, that doesn't even work. So it doesn't even work on the plane.
Wow.
So he just colors the whole time.
My kids were given an iPad in the delivery room. Like, that's how bad of a parent I am.
We were at a little lower end hospital, I guess.
Well, no, I'm saying we bought
it.
It
wasn't a gift.
Yeah. Ours was more of an alley.
But I
could even see them like having, because they do have their fake tree up and it looks beautiful. See them having like a smaller real tree somewhere else.
Like the Charlie Brown tree. When I think of, I just.
Now you're getting my heartstrings. I love Charlie
the
Brown.
The idea of your whole family, or at the very least for a little while, you and Leo.
Yeah.
Drive, I don't even think you go to a parking lot and buy one.
You want him to go chop it down?
I think you guys go
chop it down. That's where we're losing him, because who is going to chop it down? Leo?
He can do it. He can watch enough YouTube videos. He can do it.
An axe?
No, but you can get one. And I think some of the places, I don't know if they still do this. Can you guys look up Project Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Because our
oh, yeah. They do a tree thing.
Our friends at the Mountain, and they just raised a bunch of money for these guys. I think it goes to soldiers and stuff. Great place. But they just own this huge chunk of land, and I don't know if they still do it, so don't quote me on it. But if they do, it's a great place to give your money. But you can go out there. And this girl who I dated, that she's the one who turned me on to it. She's like, we got to go out there and chop down a tree. I'm like, you can. But I'm a fake tree guy. Because that ship has sailed for me. I didn't do it. And it's a massive regret that I don't have this memory of looking at Noah as the tree goes and falls. And like the two of us together, like, like grunting the tree back to the car. Bro!
No, we could just work out in the backyard.
No!
I've been one time back in high school, a girl I dated was a real tree girl, same thing, and I went to an actual farm, like the place where you chop them down and all that.
Awesome.
No, it was horrible. I just wanted the cocoa. That's what I remember most is the hot cocoa.
But to me,
so with us, I've only been a fake tree person my whole life, and so is my wife, and also, we are a multiple tree house.
Great.
So we have the big one up. We have five currently up. We're looking for a sixth. If you're a sixth tree, text in.
No, but dude.
Get a real one.
Don't you think that's
but then what are the fake ones? Like, can you have one real one and then a bunch of fake ones?
Yes. I think the memories you're going to create. Dude, you just said it. And I hadn't even thought about the cocoa part. Like, you don't deserve
that's all I think about.
The cocoa. For taking a tree out of a box. You don't. You don't deserve it.
And I carried it up from the basement. It's not nothing.
I understand that.
I got it out of the crawl space.
Will you just try to see you through my eyes for 1 second and take this as a massive compliment? Look at T-Hack today in that big ass sweater.
Yeah, a waffle
knit
sweater.
His Christmas colored shoes.
Yep.
His beard and his hair. And just picture him.
It's a Hallmark movie.
He is a Hallmark.
Yeah.
Like, you could be out there and bump into some lady and all of her files spill on the ground.
No, I could literally see him in the city at like a little Christmas market.
Yes!
Bumping into Angie.
Yes! No, it's somebody else.
And then don't want
to
say
they
that.
They have this love-struck moment where it's like, remember me from high school? I'm the girl who took you to the Christmas tree farm.
Honey, Slacker said, I had to.
Dude, will you please? Will you just try it? If you're a Christmas tree farm... That has the chop down.
I actually don't
can't
know.
Can't find the sanctuary.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing it this year or not.
Can I even put it on my car? How do I get it home?
Yes.
Yeah.
You drive a Hyundai. It's scratch it up. It's so 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423. If you're a Christmas tree farm, because this is the time. Like, you can't have bought it before. And the ones that are chopped down and in all the parking lots, they're great. Not trying to knock them. They're great. But sometimes they've been chopped too long. They got to paint them. And they got to do stuff to get them.
Okay.
And then, like, you...
This just seems so messy. It's just the needles all fall as soon as you get in the house, Aaron, and all that.
But there's a nice smell that it brings into the air, and it's just different.
And you and Leo.
Yeah.
I feel feel like we need to ask Leo if he wants to do this.
Ask Leo if he wants an axe in his hand in the forest with his father.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You have to look this up.
You had one.
Like 8 years ago.
Well, okay, so is she a psychologist or something? Who is this person?
Therapist, specializing in relationships.
Great. This therapist has come up with a new set of vows.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. As a person who's done the whole thing, the whole rigmarole, whatever you call it, the pageantry.
But did you say your vows at both? That's a genuine question. I'm sorry. I'm being totally...
Were your fingers crossed?
Well, no, because I know that they were very different situations.
So the first wedding was the pageantry.
Yes.
We did the whole thing. 300 plus people, the whole thing. But I think we just did, this is terrible, but I think we just did the vows. Like the ones, do you, Michael, take this woman?
Are those the vows?
Say, I, Michael, take this woman, take this woman to be my lawfully wedded wife.
Mm-hmm. To love and to hold.
To have
sickness
and hold,
and
to
it,
love
yeah.
and to that. Trust and like. Mm-hmm. And I do remember she and I, I just, please do not text in and push back on me on this. I didn't insist on it, but I was like, traditional vows, great. And then they came and it had obey in there. And she was like, ain't no way I'm saying that. And I was like, okay, but we wanted traditional vows and obey is in there. But I think, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, obey only goes one way.
Yes.
Like she says it, but you don't say it back.
Correct.
Okay.
Then that's bad. That definitely shouldn't be in
there. I feel like that's not really a thing anymore. It's been removed.
But so we just slowly been hybriding the vows.
Mm-hmm.
And this therapist is like, no. We're going to just whooping
new
vows.
I have a new set of regular vows.
Here's what you say.
Which I'm just completely against.
You're against the new ones?
Before I even see them.
Why?
Because I don't even like that we're just slowly kind of morphing the vows. It's like you're either getting married or you're not. And if you don't want to do that, then don't.
But don't you think the idea of marriage has changed a little bit?
I think that's... Do you think... Are marriages better off today?
They're definitely way more disposed... Take it from me. As I have a recycling bin.
And I think that's bad. I think we have more of a view of it as disposable. And so now we're just changing the vows to make it even more disposable, less serious. We don't mean it anyways. Let's just make up some different vows.
I still think they're serious. I haven't read the new quote unquote vows either, but I do think that there should be a staple of traditional kind of vows.
Like, what
but
do
we
you
can
think
make new
be
ones.
There?
I mean, I'm just saying the... Please do not text in angry.
By the way, the text line is 303-222-5423, same as the phone number.
But you won't need it.
You will because you're about to text in angry.
The people that text, or I'm sorry, that have the vows of I promise to love you even when you don't take your shoes off at the door. None of those marriages work out.
Oh, when they get cutesy with the vows or get...
Yeah, I agree. Because to me, that's not serious.
Then what is it supposed to be?
This is a serious thing that you're doing.
So
you're getting married.
Should there be genuine sacrifices stated in the vows? Because for richer or poorer, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, for sickness and in health.
And in health,
those should be in there. But I know so many people who, not so many, I know a couple different people who's, I know a guy who got a massive brain tumor and... It was so bad, and it was a type that happens to children, and he was in his 30s, and they were like, we don't know what to do. Go to Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, and she was like, too much. Bye.
That's terrible.
But.
I agree. That seems
that
terrible.
Terrible.
But I mean, I don't know if she said that vow. But you, to TX's point, we can say anything when we're standing there. If you don't actually believe there's some sort of consequence for saying it and not following through, then what's the difference?
That's a good point. I don't know. I think
because if you're in a church, you sometimes feel there's some reverence to it. Like, oh my God, I'm saying this in front of the big guy, right?
Yeah, the guy in the robe is right here. Right. He can hear me.
Right. He knows I said in sickness and in health. Uh-huh. So sickness, I can't bounce. But this chick bounced. Yeah.
And I had told that same guy in the robe all the bad things I had just done not that long ago. Like, he knows everything about me.
Okay, so what do you want in the vows?
I just like the traditional ones. Like, I think marriage is a thing. It's a serious thing. And if you want to do it, like I said, that's great. And here's what it is. And if you don't want to do that, that's also great. If it's not for you, like, there's plenty of people, if you live together forever, whatever, lifelong partner, when you don't want to get married, that's fine too. It's none of my business. But I'm just, if you want to get married, like, why are we trying to meld the two? Either do the marriage or don't. And now we're like, well, let's just change it because the marriage thing doesn't really work for me. It's like, Then don't do it.
Like, can I go through these and then you guys? We can all like, but like, I don't see anything wrong with, but like the very first one. I believe in you and our bond.
Okay.
I'll struggle to learn to be open with you and respond to you from my heart, my emotions, even when I'm angry or afraid or hurting. I think that's just a more touchy feely. Mm-hmm. Like, I promise to have and hold, and like, it's me and you.
I don't understand the first part of that. I will struggle to be open to you.
I think what it's saying is, like, when times get tough, instead of just shutting down and like sleeping on the couch, I'm going to push through it.
Oh, okay.
I'm even when it's a struggle to talk to you and tell you why that hurt or why what you're doing right now hurts me, I'm going to struggle through it.
Gotcha.
And I don't think in the traditional vows it says that. It's just like, you know, I know why you're mad, but this one so far, I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. I believe in you and our bond, but even just our bond, it feels like you're lessening. Like, you're not saying anything about love or cherish or hold or respect. It's just like our bond, dude. You know, like, we're vibing. we're totally simpatico, bruh.
Okay.
It just feels a little loose.
Hold on,
I'm
writing that down.
We're simpatico, bruh. I would marry anybody who wants to say that to me right now. I vow to stay open and responsive.
I think this is...
I like that one.
That's a good one. Actually, yeah. I don't mind that one, actually. That could be added, maybe.
So you're a hypocrite then. So you want it to be the traditional values unless one hits you in the hippie.
Well, I don't have a problem with that one. I think that's good. I think like that's probably the start of the end of a lot of marriages is when people shut down.
Yeah.
Right. And they're not open and they're not responding to each other and the needs that they each have. So I think that's good.
Because you get to a point where it's like, she's always going to be that way. And so why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay open and continue to respond, you might actually save it.
Mm-hmm. It takes two, though, right? Like, you want to be better for her. She wants to be better for you. You can't have one that's
trying.
Hold on,
let me write that down, because that's been something I've...
mm-hmm.
I always thought it was
brand.
Their job to keep this thing fresh and fresh as a daisy. Two more vows. New sets of vows. I vow to bring joy to our marriage.
I like that, because if you're both doing it, because a lot of the times I feel like it can... depend on just one person in the relationship.
See, I don't mind this vow, but I think this should not replace the other ones. The in sickness and in health needs to be there, because it's like, of course, we're in love, we'll have fun together. But what about the when stuff gets real? Like, let's take those vows. Those still need to be in there. It's not just like, I'll bring joy, because it's not always joyous. Like you said, sickness happens, brain tumors, children, like
thing.
Just all sorts of stuff.
I have literally no desire to wipe, now that I've had children and they are grown up and potty trained, I have no desire to wipe another person's butt. I just don't.
Oh, bummer. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
That can be in our vows. But like, I will. Like, that needs to be in there, but I will.
Yeah.
Even when it sucks, I will.
Right. And I like, and that's
not in here. Everything's a little too...
Yeah, I'll bring joy. Like, you can wipe your own butt, but I'll be there, like, juggling.
Yeah. All right, the final one is, I vow to hold you and our bond tight.
Again, with the bond talk, I don't know. What are you, James Bond?
We got a great bond, bruh.
Yeah, our bond's tight.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Everyone knows guilt tipping is going too far, right? We can all agree.
I will agree.
You now tip, like, name a place you get food that doesn't take tips now.
A lot of the fast food places still don't. If you go through the window, if you order on the app.
Oh, that's true.
Even on the app,
are you sure on the app? Because I'm going to tell you, like, Five Guys, it's on there.
I know.
It's right
oh,
on the
really?
App.
Starbucks is on there.
What is?
Starbucks.
Oh,
Starbucks.
Are you in their actual app, or are you ordering on, like, Grubhub? Or?
No. Like, if I'm going to the store at the end, it's like, would you like to throw a little?
I've seen it on some of them. Yeah.
So I don't know if McDonald's does. You're the McDonald's. You're on the app pretty much constantly. Do they have a tip?
Why
at the
did
bottom?
You say it with such disdain?
I didn't. I just think it's hilarious. Like, it's just. You're a grown man, dude. And it's the,
when someone needs points, who are you going to come to?
Huh? Do you know how many Chick-fil-A points I have?
Oh, wow.
Well, it's been forever since I've been there.
Oh, my God. I have so many points.
What's the conversion rate on these points on all these apps? It's always like, you have 8 million points. And you're like, I don't think I've spent that much.
Well, like my buddy Chad, like he is a medical device salesman. So he'll like buy the party trays and stuff for doctors and nurses and whatever. So he has like a kajillion points. And I just read a story of some family who's a lot like him, and they have hundreds of thousands of points, and then they just started going, screw it, and they just started buying trays of food and giving it to doctors or giving it to so they're like just blowing their points on other things. And I'll tell you this, Chick-fil-A, a company that does not guilt tip. You cannot tip. It's not on the app, and it's not on the thing in the store. It's just not.
Yeah, and there's not a jar or anything there.
Oh, God, no. Why would they need a jar? It's their pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it for pleasure. Here's the reason I bring it up. We all know that it's gone too far, but now it's having a reverse effect where businesses who even ask for the tip, people don't come back. Because for one thing, like I just had Five Guys the other day, and I love Five Guys, and I'm not going to talk any trash other than... For two people, it was for knowing me, it was over $40 with the tip.
Yeah. So it's like, that's part of the problem is that the food, everything is so expensive just before the tip.
Yes.
And then you're tipping on a more expensive bill already.
And when they flip that iPad over to you and the person behind you can see what you did.
But that's what sucks is like, it's not the employee's fault that the price of the burgers went up.
Yeah, but they're not. Does everybody understand where tips came from?
I don't know.
I guess I don't know.
Because there is still a law that if you're a server, you don't make minimum wage. They make a server wage, which is considerably less, but they're going to get tips. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're making, what's the minimum wage here? 15, 20? I don't know what it is. It's 15 something, I think.
I think so. 15,
it's between
25. $15
and $20 in Colorado right now. Servers do not make that much. So they need the tip.
To help get to
get
that.
Up there. The dudes at Five Guys, the dudes at McDonald's, they're making at least minimum wage. So to tip, like they're getting bonus bucks.
Yeah, which I understand why the servers, like, because they get tips, but it's like, but why is it my responsibility to pay them? Just charge what, like, get rid of this weird middleman thing. Let's Shane this, as you like to say.
But
just charge me what it's going to cost, and then I don't have to do the math.
But
I don't have to feel
ever...
guilty. I'll pay whatever. If it costs, because it's going to cost that much, whether it's my tip and on three separate lines, or if it's just like, here's your total. Now,
but isn't there times when you're like we've been at Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
And you're just like, they took such good care. Like, here's, you want to give them more. I just don't want to be told to give you more. Let it be my choice. When you flip a screen over and then I've got the guy behind me going, really? $2?
Or what if they're thinking, oh man, they're guilt tipping.
And
like,
then
I'm
going
to have to do it too.
Because then they flip the screen back to them and they know what you did. And you don't have your food yet.
Unless you hit like zero sign and then like next customer or whatever, X out so they don't
see. Do you
know
how to do that?
There's always something there.
You got to sign first and then hit. You don't fill out the tip thing first, you know, and then sign.
Okay.
You sign and then hit the tip thing real quick. And then like she's saying.
You have a way to do that? You literally do that? How much
sometimes.
Do you? Because you're kind of a tightwad. I want to know how much you tip. Like when it's fast casual. So they didn't really do anything. Especially the person taking your money didn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm. So if it's a place where I'm standing and ordering, I'll give them $1 or $2. Because what? Like, or I could give them zero. I mean, they're going to make the I'm ordering a bagel, you know? Like, I should have just made one at home in the first place.
Does Culver's take tips?
I don't think so. I don't think they do. My money's no good there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a person who may have set a world record.
Ooh,
in
nice.
The worst attempt at setting a world record.
Nice. All right. I've got a story of if you're going to try to be bad, you might want to check out your surroundings.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Virginia.
Virginia.
The
Commonwealth.
Oh.
You do a thing with your eyebrows when you do.
You can fit one of the things in there.
Oh my God.
Wow. Virginia.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I know we got to get back to the stews, whatever this is. His forehead is so clear that I've always assumed that he does Botox, but his eyebrows are very expressive, so he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You have no wrinkles. You need to worry more. God, you're irritating. Anyway.
I'm worrying about that. Anyways.
Virginia.
A man in Virginia, was at an event called Shop with a Cop.
Oh.
It's a tradition that helps children pick out things.
Oh.
It's really cute.
Yay.
So this dude was like, hey, this is my chance. I'm going to shoplift.
You're going to rob the Shop with a Cop event?
Yeah. So there were about 50 uniformed personnel at the store.
I'm feeling like there's guns drawn.
I mean, he barely got out of the store before he was completely surrounded.
Yep, you're just getting beat up, dude.
Yeah.
And they get to show off for all the kids.
Yeah, like, watch this, kids. Let me put him in a headlock.
Get him!
That's not smart.
He was arrested.
Pretty much any other store that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
did you read the sign up front? With cop.
Okay, my story comes out of Poland.
Poland.
Trying to think of what the Polish sound like.
I don't know what they sound like. So a dude in Poland decided he thinks he's really good at driving with his feet. Like, or with your knees, you know how you've done that? How you just drive along the road and you're like, you can't?
No.
I have changed clothes while driving. 100%. Top to bottom, naked to fully clothed. While driving, you can do it. And this is before I had self-drive on my car. So he decided he's so good at it, he's going to set a world record by driving the longest without using his hands. He gets video cameras ready. He has his friends tie his hands behind his back. Gets into his car, takes off, makes it approximately 200 yards down.
Oh, Lord.
Down his street and crashed into a tree.
I don't even think you can go for a world record unless there's an official there.
You really can't. I think if you have official video, the Guinness people will accept it. But 200 yards, not the record.
There's a new record now.
For stupidest person on the face of planet Earth. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.